The Greater Syracuse Land Bank is once again a top earner of grant funding from the State Attorney General's Office. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the funding is awarded from mortgage settlements the Attorney General's Office made with big banks after the housing crisis.
Land banks acquire tax-delinquent properties so they can be resold to responsible owners. The Syracuse Land Bank received $5 million in the first two rounds of Attorney General funding, more than any other land bank in the state. It tied for the largest award in this third round of grants with $2 million. Land Bank Executive Director Caitlin Wright attributes that to the support from the city of Syracuse.
They're giving us a steady stream of properties and a steady stream of funding. The AG looks at the situation and sees that we have properties that are shovel ready and we're ready to accept these grant funds and get projects done very quickly.
Most of the $2 million will be spent on nearly 60 demolitions. The land bank has a backlog of 230 properties to demolish.
And we're shifting our focus to spend more of this public money on demolitions because we are able to attract private local investors to spend their money on rehabs, and we're not able to attract them to spend their money on demolitions.
Some funding will be spent on renovating homes that need more work than they're worth. Also, the Oswego County Land Bank will receive $1 million in funding from the Attorney General's Office. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.